with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, August 3rd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association released their all-state softball teams for the 2023 season, and Plymouth County features five all-state softball selections this year. Taking a look in Class 1A, where four Plymouth County athletes earned all-state honors, including three on the first team. They start with Kingsley Pearson's senior McKenna Bowman, earning first-team All-State this year. Bowman batted .329 for the Panthers while slugging .731. She had a ton of extra base hits. Five doubles, two triples, six home runs. She was second on the team with 26 runs batted in. Having a great season for Kingsley Pearson this year. She also fielded .938 with just four errors committed all season, and a couple of runners, thrown out stealing as well. Again, McKenna Bowman earning first-team All-State honors for Kingsley Pearson softball this year. For Remsen St. Mary's, the Hawks earned three All-State softball players, two on the first team, starting off with their leadoff hitter in Claire Schrader, who hit an even .500 perfect 50-50 split, 50 hits, 100 at-bats, .541 on base percentage, and a .590 slugging percentage. She added the ability to hit for a little bit of pop as well to her repertoire this year. Three doubles, three triples. She had 22 runs batted in, 48 runs scored, but she was a menace on the base paths, 44 stolen bases this year for Claire Schrader and helping lead the Hawks back to the state tournament. She did so with the help of another first-team All-Stater. That was junior Maya Bunkers, who hit .520 this year and nearly slugged 1,000, a .980 slugging percentage. That is 10 doubles, 7 triples, 7 home runs, 24 extra base hits, 27 singles. She drove in 40 runs to be top of the team by a large margin. She had 25 stolen bases this year. That was second on the roster. Again, Maya Bunkers, first team All-State from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. Then in the Class 1A third team All-State list, we find Remsen St. Mary's pitcher Marina Cronin. Cronin this season went 21-2 in 128 innings of work. Opponents batted just .134 against Cronin, who had an ERA of .098 and a whip of .076 with 153 strikeouts in 128 innings of work. Again, earning third-team All-State for her efforts in the circle this season. And finally, the last All-Stater from Plymouth County, certainly not least, in Class 2A's third-team All-State list, we find Hinton freshman Ashlyn Kramer. Great freshman season for Kramer, who batted almost .500, .467 batting average for the Blackhawks with 28 hits. She slugged .583 with 5 extra base hits, led the team by a large margin in RBIs with 22 runs batted in this year, and was a pretty good catcher as well. She threw out 5 would-be base stealers, committed just 1 error behind the plate with a fielding percentage of .991. Again, Ashlyn Kramer, a lot to build on off her freshman year, earning third-team All-State honors in Class 2A. Again, those All-State teams coming from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. Also, getting released yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, through their program called Achieve, they have released the Academic Achievement Top Academic Member School Teams throughout 2022 and 2023. There were two tiers of these teams. If your team recorded a team GPA of 3.0 to 3.25, you earn the Excellence in Academic Achievement, and a 3.26 to 4.0 GPA earned Distinguished in Academic Achievement this season. Plymouth County had a couple of a few teams mentioned in the Academic Achievement list. Again, Distinguished in Academic Achievement goes to Hinton Cross Country Program, where the team GPA for that program was 3.52 this year. Kingsley Pearson had a whopping 7 teams be recognized. Those teams include KP Baseball, Boys Basketball, Basketball Cheerleading, Spring Golf, Boys Golf there, Boys Track and Field, Wrestling, as well as Wrestling Cheerleading. all earning some great academic honors for an outstanding school year at Kingsley Pearson High School. And then over in Marcus at MMCRU High School, the cross-country program, girls program, was able to earn the Academic Achievement Award as well. That came out yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Really awesome to see many of our area schools be so good, not only on the field, track, court, or whatever, but also on or in the classroom throughout the school year, really putting the student in student athletes. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. We do actually have something of note from Plymouth County on the sports schedule. The South Dakota Amateur State Baseball Class B Tournament continues at Cadwell Park in Mitchell today. And what an opportunity for the Akron Rebels to participate in the state tournament. They're taking on Tabor today. The winner will get either LCW or Del Rapids in the next round. Best of luck to the Akron Rebels as they compete in Mitchell at Caldwell Park. Again, it's the South Dakota Amateur State Baseball Class B Tournament. Best of luck to the Rebels as they take on a good Tabor squad here in the state tournament. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com or follow us on our Twitter page for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.